Welcome to the Top Tier Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Hummer. I'm here with some good friends, my brother Doug, Eric, Sharon, Sky, Clinton, and Mark should be joining us shortly. How's everyone doing, guys?
Good, how are you?
Very good.
Oh. Good.
Good.
Great.
Sweet. So we're gonna go in deep here, comic book movies. So basically superhero movies, but there's other sorts of movies based off comic books, and we're going to be putting them in five regular tiers: best, very good, mediocre, meh, and trash. You said very good again at the end.
Oh, for God's sake.
But we're going to start us off here with Sky. Sky, what do you think of the Avengers?
Oh, those movies were excellent.
We're just doing the first one right now.
The first one, the best one out of all the movies.
Marcus. So, where would you rank them, Scott? Mark, welcome to the show.
Hello. I'd rank them top tier.
The best? Okay.
Okay.
Doug, what do you think?
I did like that movie.
Okay.
So, I would agree because It was awesome. And that it's probably like the only Avengers movie that I've watched like top to bottom.
Yeah.
So
I'm gonna
agree with Sky.
Okay.
I mean I like the fight scenes. One of my favorite scenes in the movie was when Hulk planted Thor into the ground.
Yeah.
And the fact that Captain America and Iron Man could not get along.
Yeah.
But no, I'll agree with Sky.
Sure.
I would too. I think it was one of the first movies that set up the whole genre of the new era of superhero movies. And I thought it was very well done. I'll put it at the best.
Put it the best too. Clinton, what do you think? The Avengers.
I'll put it the best as well. I mean, you guys hit everything on the noggins. And you look at the Avengers, and it's a setup to what either you're going to have. You're going to have something that's either work out for the last years, the years to come, or it's going to be a bomb. And in this case, it worked out.
Right, true, very true. Eric, what do you think?
I think the best too. All
right, Mark, the first event.
Top tier.
Yeah, man, I think we're all in agreement. It was a pretty big deal. All right, moving on. Mark, we'll start with you on this one. Batman and Robin.
Is there a lower tier than Get the Fuck Out of Here?
No.
What's Batman Arrival are you talking about, though?
The movie called Batman
There's
and Robin.
There's only one Batman and Robin movie, Doug.
You know that wasn't me that said that, right?
No, I'm sorry.
Just because it was a dumb statement doesn't mean it came from my mouth.
Look, it just comes
What's
naturally.
That dumb thing? I mean, this is like a lot of like Batman Robin movies out there, so you just don't know.
Yeah, there are animated ones, but yeah, Batman Robin with George Clooney.
It could be Lego Batman and Robin.
Yeah, that's true.
See, so there. You owe me an apology. Thank you very much.
Oh, just shut up.
No, because there's only one Batman and Robin.
See, Mark's actually sticking up for me here, so I'm not apologizing for shit.
So I think we're going to put Batman and Robin in the trash. Sky, what do you think?
I've never seen it.
Sharon?
I would put it in trash, too. It was one of my least favorite ones.
George Clooney had no business being Batman.
Yeah.
It almost killed the entire franchise.
Yeah. Eric, what do you think? Trash?
Yeah, I don't think I saw it, so.
Not missing much. All right, so now we'll go to nowadays. Clintus, we'll start with you. What did you think of Man of Steel?
Man of Steel, I thought it was an okay movie. I mean, I'll give it a 3 out of 5.
So, would you think, like, very good, maybe?
Yeah, very good. Let's put it that way.
I'd actually have to agree with that. I thought it was good. It wasn't the best Superman movie, but I thought they did. I mean, it was kind of dark for Superman, but.
What, Henry Cavill wasn't Superman yet, was he?
No, that, he was. Henry
that
Cavill.
That was his first.
Yeah. He was in it.
Okay. I've never actually seen it, so I'm not going to.
Okay, sure.
I thought it was a good movie. I would put it at very good.
All right. Sky, did you see Man of Steel?
Yeah, I did.
What do you think?
I'd say it was very good.
Marcus?
I'll go mid-tier there.
Yeah, I mean.
I could agree with that.
It's pull a popcorn and turn your brain on.
I could see how it could be mid-tier.
We'll go to the bottom of very good. Eric, what did you think of Man of Steel?
I think mediocre.
All right, we'll put on that borderline then.
Okay.
Right. Next up, one of the most critically acclaimed ones. Doug, we'll start with you. The Dark Knight.
That was the 08 movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
The one thing I didn't like about that movie is they switched main bad guys towards the end of the movie.
So Joker and Two-Face?
Yeah. It's like they basically switched storylines towards the end. Other than that, it was a good movie. So I'm going to say mediocre.
Oh, Jesus. Mark, what do you think?
I'm going to go very good because it was a conclusive storytelling where Two-Face was being used by Joker. That was part of the whole plan. But Doug's welcome to an opinion.
Yeah. Sharon, The Dark Knight.
I thought it was okay. I thought it was a good movie. I wouldn't say it was, like, the best.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I didn't really like Christian Bale so much as Batman.
Yeah.
So that's what is lowering it for me. But I thought it was a good movie.
Okay. Scott?
Honestly, I thought it was the best Batman movie.
So you put it up close to
the best? I'd put it at very good. I wouldn't put it at the best. No.
I'd probably put it at very good, too. What do you think, Quentin?
I'll say it's very good.
I'll say very good.
All right. There you go. The Dark Knight is very good. Absolutely. Now, something that's equally critically acclaimed. We'll start with you on this one, Mark. Green Lantern.
I'm sorry. I think you misspoke, and you meant to say critical trash pile.
Yeah.
I mean, you even have Ryan Reynolds now pointing out how bad it was. That's not good. Most actors don't point out what they did a bad movie.
Yeah. It was a shit show.
They just drink and forget about it.
Which is sad because Green Lanterns as a concept is the DC Space Force, and you can tell a lot of compelling stories with that. And they killed Green Lantern on film. Well, they haven't done another one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talks of a new one coming, but
It's probably not going to be for a while. And it's been like since 2011, too, when they tried. What do you think, Sharon?
Yeah.
I thought it was trash.
Doug?
I thought it was trash myself. And the funny thing is that Ryan Reynolds is a good enough actor to where a lot of his stuff doesn't really turn out to be trash. Even the stuff that should be somehow ends up being good. Not this one. So I'm going to say trash, too.
Sky, what do you think of Green Lantern?
I thought it was meh.
Quentin?
I want to go with meh.
All right, Eric?
I'm going to go meh.
All right, we'll put it on that borderline of meh and trash. We'll move on to the Marvel side of things with Amazing Spider-Man 2. The one where Gwen Stacy dies. Mark, we'll start with you again.
I go meh. Garfield's Spider-Man did not age well.
What do you mean? Like, it's just not good?
It just hasn't, like, the effects haven't aged well. Garfield did not pull off the goofy teenager that Peter Parker is supposed to be. They did a horrible Goblin. Electro was terrible, and that was being played by Jamie Foxx. He's usually pretty good for a role.
Yeah.
The only thing that I thought was good about that movie was the chemistry between Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone.
Yeah. With Gwen Stacy and Peter Parker.
Yeah.
Which is really the only thing that saved it from being trash was their chemistry. Like, you could believe them being Peter Parker and Gwen Stacy.
Huh?
Right.
I don't know.
Eric, what do you think?
I'll say meh.
Doug?
I thought the first Amazing Spider-Man was better.
Yeah.
So I'm going to, even though I did kind of like this movie and, you know, I thought it was sad at the end when she died.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to say meh.
Meh. I'm going meh too. Eric and Quentin?
I like both of the American Spider-Man movies. So I want to say good. They're good. I'll say good.
Okay. Sky, what do you think?
I'm going to say mediocre.
Alright. I think it's going to go meh. That seems to be the majority. And now we'll start with Clinton. What do you think of the first X-Men movie? We're going back here.
The very first one?
Yeah.
I'll say it's just I'll give it a top tier. That's the best. It's Turner at the best. I think it was just, I'll give it, the X-Men movie, it was more, it's on the same long lines of the Avengers, the first Avenger movies. It was a setup to what led it to be a good series of movies.
I agree with that. I mean, I'm not a huge X-Men guy, but the first movie was really good. What do you think, Doug?
I like the X-Men cartoon, X-Men the animated series, obviously.
Yeah.
As far as the first X-Men movie goes, and it's been a long time since I've seen it, but from what I remember watching, I actually did like the movie. I think I forgot how I watched it. I think you and I bought Dad the VHS for Christmas one year.
Yeah.
And we ended up just watching it with him. But no, I liked it. I'm going to say, I won't say the best, but I'll say very good.
Yeah. Sure.
I did like the first one. I'm not a huge X-Men fan.
Yeah.
But the first one was good to pull all the characters together. I think that was the best of the X-Men movies.
Yeah.
Was the first one. So I would probably put it in very good.
Gotcha. Scott, you're a big X-Men fan. What do you think?
I'd have to say I'm on the borderline between very good and the best. Because there were a couple others that were good. But
right.
I guess I have to put it in the best. Because it was the original.
Gotcha. Eric, what do you think?
I think very good. Very good.
Right. Mark, the first X-Men.
I'm going to say the best because without them, the modern superhero movie would not exist. So we wouldn't even have Avengers if it wasn't for the first X-Men.
True.
Yeah. Would we get more very good or more best?
I think we get
more best.
More best at the end, yeah.
I said best, yeah.
Now, isn't the X-Men movies like the one of the very first appearances of the chick from the Hunger Games?
Yeah.
No, it was in First Class.
Yeah, because she was in the first X-Men movie, wasn't she?
Yeah.
No. Her character was, but not her.
Well, when did she come in? The second one?
He became Mystique in X-Men First Class.
Okay.
Okay.
It was originally played by Rebecca Romano.
Alright, that makes sense.
Okay.
Alright, moving on. Karen, I'm going to start with you for this one. Captain America.
Oh, I love Captain America.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's my favorite Marvel character.
So the first one, what do you think?
The first movie I thought was great for an origin story. I thought it was really done well.
Yeah.
And the way they... Whatever they did to make him look so skinny and weak at the beginning, I thought that was really well done.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a great movie. I put it at the best.
All right, she's going the best. Mark, Captain America.
I'd go very good for that one. It really started to show that they could do different types of movies within the superhero genre. Like, that was a period piece.
Yeah.
And it really let them kind of start stretching out what they did with the movies instead of big bad guy and we just got to go blow it up.
Yeah. Sky, Captain America.
I liked it a lot. I thought it was a great story. So I'd have to put him in. Very good.
All right. Quentin?
Yeah, I want to say they're the best.
Okay. Doug?
I'm going to say very good. I thought it was, obviously, because I'm putting it in very good, I'm going to say it was a very good movie. I do think that Winter Soldier was better.
Okay.
But I did like this one, and it was good. Like Sharon said, it was good as an origin story. So I'm going to say very good.
All right. Eric?
I'm going to say at least best.
We'll put it on that borderline, though, because I heard a lot of half and half.
Okay. So,
And then we're going to start with you, Doug, on this one. The Edward Norton Incredible Hulk movie.
The Edward Norton one?
Yeah,
2008. Okay. I liked it. Okay. I know I think this movie was really good. I mean, I know that Mark Ruffalo's the guy that plays Hulk now and all that, but Edward Norton did a great job. So I'm going to say very good.
He brings more of a hothead persona instead of the calm, cool, collected.
Well, because he's been a hothead in so many movies.
Yeah. Mark, what do you think? Incredible Hulk.
The little black sheep of the Marvel Universe. I'll go very good. It helps set up the Marvel Universe, showing that these movies weren't just individual pieces by having Tony Stark do an end credit scene there. Not the best CGI work, and I think they kind of wasted Abomination. But overall, solid little story.
Eric, what do you think?
It was okay.
Okay.
I'll play it mediocre.
Clintus, what do you think?
I thought it was good.
Gotcha. All right. Sky, The Incredible Hulk.
I'd have to put it at very good.
All right, we're going to go very good then.
Okay.
And Mark, I'm going to start with you, and I think I might finish with you because I think you might be the only one that has seen this movie. Did you see Jonah Hex?
Actually, I have not.
Okay, we'll skip that. I heard that was trash anyway.
What is trash or what?
I mean, it had Josh Brolin in it, and I still didn't see it, so.
Yeah, it had the great Megan Fox in it, too.
Oh, well.
John Malkovich was in it, too. It actually had a pretty good cast, but I just, yeah.
Well, that just is a larger statement of how crappy the movie was advertised, that they could have those actors in there and still not want to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right,
we'll skip that one. And we'll actually, I am going to start with you, though, Mark. Superman Returns, the 2006 one with Brandon Routh.
Oh, man. I don't know. It was nice that it nodded to the Christopher Reeves movies, but I really call it trash only because they gave Brandon Routh the speech from Marlo Brando, and for some reason that has always upset me. So I call it trash.
I didn't see it, so I really have no comment on it.
Gotcha. Did you?
I don't remember. I feel like I have, but I don't remember, so I really don't think I should comment on something that, causing me to have Alzheimer's.
Clintus, what do you think of Superman Returns?
I thought it was a good movie. Software is good.
Okay, Eric?
I don't remember seeing it, but I might have. So I have no comment myself.
Sky, did you ever see it?
Yeah, it was meh.
All right, we'll go meh then.
Okay.
Sharon, I'm going to start with you on this one because we saw it recently. The Justice League.
I'm going to say it was very good.
Really?
I thought, yeah, I liked it. Really? I thought it was well. I liked, Wonder Woman's my favorite character.
Yeah.
I think she's a badass. I liked her movie better.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I should say very good, maybe mediocre. Because there were some scenes in there that were just kind of, ugh.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a decent movie.
Yeah. The Snyder Cut will be fun.
I'm looking forward to the Snyder Cut.
Yeah. Mark, the Justice League.
I thought it was a perfectly fine, harmless movie. My issue with it was they didn't earn the big team-up movie because they were trying to be different than Marvel, but... Like, there's ways to distinguish yourself from being Marvel without We gave Wonder Woman a movie, so now we can have everyone get together. But that's just a personal thing. Otherwise, it's a perfectly fine movie.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people think it was rushed, but the whole DCU EU was kind of rushed. Doug, what do you think?
I thought it was a good movie. I mean, I do think that, like, there's a couple of Justice League, well, obviously two Justice League characters, Justice League members were missing from the movie that I think should have been in it.
Yeah.
And that's Martian Manhunter and Green Lantern. But other than that, I thought it was a very good movie.
Yeah. Sky, the Justice League.
I thought it was good.
Clint, is it there?
Well, I didn't even see Justice League, so I had to. Yeah,
okay.
I didn't get a chance to see
it. I don't remember
Justice
seeing
League,
it, but I would just say good.
Gotcha. So, well, I think we'll go the borderline of mediocre and very good, because that's where it seems like everyone, I think everyone just thinks it's just a good movie, you know?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to start with you, Doug.
Okay.
We're going to talk about Deadpool.
Ryan Reynolds is definitely better in this one.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was a very good movie.
Yeah, it was funny.
Okay. Well, yeah, and that's the thing. Ryan Reynolds has to play, even when Ryan Reynolds plays a superhero, it has to be a superhero with a sense of humor.
Yeah.
A very sarcastic superhero, because Ryan Reynolds is very sarcastic.
Yeah.
But I'll say very good.
Sure.
I agree with Doug. I thought it was a very good movie. I adore Ryan Reynolds. So I thought the way he played that character and the sarcastic nature, because I love sarcasm.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah, it is.
Sky. I thought it was very good.
I think we're all kind of agreed.
I see Elite. Beth.
Oh. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I love this movie.
You're all serious.
Mark?
I would actually hear between very good and the best. It really paved the way that all superhero movies don't have to be PG-13 and you can still tell a story that people will like.
Yep.
It did make a rated R movies kind of special again.
No.
We'll go very good. All right, Mark, now I'm going to start it with you. Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
That man heard this.
I'm going to say that it's very good.
Yeah,
only because they were trying to make the movie while the creator was also trying to finish the comic that it's based on. So there's a lot of things where they actually influence each other's medium.
Very true, Doug.
I really like this movie. And I don't like Michael Cera. I think he's an idiot.
Yeah.
I think he's a boob. But I really liked this movie. I thought it was cute. So I'm going to say very good.
Sure.
It's been a long time since I've seen it.
Yeah.
So I can't go into much detail, but I do know that I really enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I think I took you to see it at the theaters.
Yeah, we did.
And I thought it was a good movie. I enjoyed it.
Okay. Clint, if you remember Scott Pilgrim versus the World?
No, I didn't see that one.
Okay. Eric, you?
I don't remember seeing that.
Gotcha. Scott?
No, I didn't see anything.
I think we'll go very good then. And we're going to start the speed round. I'm just going to start naming. I mean, we've been doing this for a while. I'm just going to start naming. We're not going to go into too much detail, just where we're going to rank them. Now I'm going to start with Watchmen. What does everyone think?
Never saw it.
I never saw it either.
I don't think I saw it myself.
Never saw it.
No, never saw it.
Mark, I think, is the only one that said he saw it.
And he said meh, right?
Yep.
Man. I thought Watchmen was going to get one more love. Batman versus Superman.
Mediocre.
Mid-tier.
Cool.
Yeah.
But I'll say mediocre.
I'll say good. But it would have been better. But it was just too long of a movie. It's just too long. That's what made it bad. The movie was just too long.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
They had some good scenes.
Yeah, but when you put a movie in like that long.
Rush job.
I mean, the fight itself was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Superman and Batman going at it. But there was a lot of filler in there, too.
Yeah, we'll
Okay. All right. Avengers Endgame.
I never actually saw it, so I'm not going to comment on it.
I'll go the best.
Yeah, I'm saying the best, too. It was just...
Yeah.
I mean... They built up to it for like 10 fucking years, so once they got that, they could have fumbled it, but it was awesome. All right, we got a couple left, and then we're going to finish up part one of this thing. We'll go with Thor Dark World.
That was the second one, right?
Yeah.
I really like that movie. I'm actually going to say the best.
I'm going trash. I hate that movie.
I'm going mediocre. I think out of all the Thor movies, that one was one of the lower ones.
Mark?
Mediocre.
Sky?
We wouldn't even talk about it if it didn't have the reality stone in it.
Yeah, that's true.
Very good.
Oh, we're all over here.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm just going to say good.
All right. Eric?
I think good.
All right. Hellboy. We're going mediocre for that.
Okay.
And then we're going to start with
now
Hellboy.
Now, which Hellboy? Are we talking Ron Perlman or the new one?
Ron Perlman, the first one.
It was good.
Not the new monstrosity.
I'll say very good.
You remember it at all?
I do, and I thought it was mediocre. Well, Ron Perlman really did do a good job with it. It's going to be between mediocre and very good.
All right, that's where we'll go.
Okay.
And then we're going to finish off with one last one.
Venom.
All right. Venom. What do you think, Mark?
Very good.
Doug?
Very good.
Sure.
I'd agree, because I knew nothing about Venom until I saw that movie. I thought it was a good movie. I'd say very good.
Scott?
Very good.
Quentin?
I'll say very good.
And then, yeah, I think that's public opinion. Eric?
I would just say very good.
Let's do it. All right, guys. That was part one of our comic book movies, superheroes. tier list. We'll go through the whole thing. Doug, I'll have you read it off.
I wonder why. In the best, we have Avengers, X-Men, Avengers Endgame, and Captain America on the borderline. In very good, we have The Dark Knight, The Incredible Hulk, Deadpool, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, Venom. And on the borderline, we have Man of Steel, The Justice League, and Hellboy. In mediocre, we have Batman vs. Superman and Thor Dark World. Meh, we have Amazing Spider-Man 2, Superman Returns, and Watchmen. And Green Lantern on the borderline. And in trash, we have Batman and Robin.
Sounds good. Part one of our comic book movies. I'm going to send a few of our guests on our way, and then Doug will take care of some plugs. So, Sky, Mark, Clinton, thanks for joining us.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Yep, no problem.
Thanks, bro.
Later, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, guys.
Later.
Thanks, Mark.
Bye.
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 Doug, go ahead and hit up some plugs.
Oh, before I do that, what's next week's tier?
I'll say it at the end. Go ahead and hit up some plugs.
Okay. All right. This week, I'm just going to plug. Make sure you listen to us Friday nights, 8 o'clock Eastern time, blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted for the unscripted wrestling podcast. This Friday night will be our special... will be our special episode where we review the Pro Wrestling Illustrated 500. I'll be on, Daniel will be on, Eric will be on, Stevie will be joining us, as well as Scott Casey, Sam Houston, and Rod Price will also be on the show. So that's going to be fun. We're not going to get through all 500 names because none of us are going to be able to shut up long enough probably to even get through the top 25. But we're gonna give it a shot, and we'll see what we get through, and we'll see if Sam Houston goes off on John Moxley, since John Moxley's going against a guy soon that is managed by Sam Houston's brother.
Yeah,
I'm almost thinking about trying to hang him on, but we'll see. Also, listen to us every Sunday, either 5 o'clock or 5:30 Eastern time. Of course, same channel, blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted for the top tier podcast. Daniel will give next week's tier in just a couple minutes. But all these podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms, Stitcher, Spotify. Eric, are we on iTunes?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Listen to that. The second round of the Jeopardy tournament will be happening very soon as well. I'm going to be working more on the questions. I have to write down all the questions Eric sent me as well. But so we'll keep everybody posted on that. Going to have a lot of fun in this second round. And remember, the prize there is the winner gets a $25 gift card to wherever they choose, as well as getting to pick either a tier list for us to do or a subject for the wrestling show.
Yep.
Awesome. Hello. You guys, are you still there? Are we live? Hello.
Two.
Okay, for the unscripted wrestling, everything unscripted wrestling podcast. This is Eric and Doug and Daniel lost power, so we had technical difficulties. Everybody have a good night. We'll see you on Wednesday for the Hard Hits. I'm showing with me and Cliff and Doug. Bye. That was hard.